That evening, we stopped in at the Pelican's Pouch. There was a new bartender.
Where's Joseph today?
It is day off. I'm Georgette.
Well, that's an interesting accent you have, Georgette.
I don't think you're from Jamaica.
D'où tu viens? Je viens du Congo.
You're from the Belgian Congo?
Now it's just called Congo.
The Congo.
Comment es-tu arrivé ici?
C'est une longue histoire.
Wait. Everyone here can speak English, so come on, okay?
Americano.
Tu n'es pas l'Américaine?
No. Québécoise.
Québécoise?
I give up.
What can I get you?
A blue pelican.
Same for me.
And you, madame?
Dominique.
Yes, Dominique.
La même chose. The same as the boys.
Coming right up.
I thought everyone from the Congo were pygmies.
I thought so too.
Pygmies?
She's the biggest pygmy I ever saw.
Shh. We do have pygmies in the Congo. They live deep in the forest.
Oh, she's got good ears.
Well, they have to have good ears.
Why do you say that?
So they can hear when things sneak up behind them.
What thing?
Hippos.
Hippos do not sneak up on people.
Oh, yeah. They're always looking for something soft to sit on.
Oh, but you don't have to worry. You're far too bony.
I am not bony. I am fashionably slim, so shut up. Do hippos sit on people?
What's that?
Est-ce que les hippopotames s'asseoir sur les gens?
Non.
I just saw Claudine pass by the window.
Really?
It looked like she was talking to someone.
Who?
I couldn't see.
I'll be back. Hey, where'd she go? She must have gone around the corner. Claudine? Claudine?
Jack?
Were you talking to someone?
I was talking to myself.
Out here in the street?
Is that wrong?
No. Why don't you come in and join us?
All right, but not for long.
You know, the Russian mystic Gurdjieff once said, sometimes the planets get into strange alignments. And back on Earth, everybody goes a little crazy.
But everybody is always a little crazy.
Yeah. You may be right, Mojo. That would explain why there's such an upsurge of religious fervor going on in the world now.
Oh, religion is nonsense, don't you know?
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
We can't even control ourselves, can we?
But in ancient times, they knew about the planets. That's why they had court astrologers. They understood how the planets affected us.
Well, it's always good to have someone or something else to blame.
Claudine, you've been very quiet this evening.
Oh, I've just been thinking.
Anything you care to share?
No.
Okay.
Bunny didn't show up that night. The next morning, the dinghy was still missing. I went to see Rose Florentine.
But why are the islands considered sacred? When I hear the name Ghost Islands, I think of something spooky, not something sacred.
Would you prefer they were called the Holy Islands?
That still sounds a little spooky.
Oh, so do you mean anything that appears or disappears is spooky?
Well, life itself can seem a little spooky, don't you think?
Well, to some, perhaps.
I mean, the people we meet, the people we've known, the strange connections and coincidences. Sometimes it all feels like a spooky little mystery.
Is the universe a mystery that you are trying to solve, Jack?
Oh, I decided long ago that I'll never understand how the universe works, and even if I thought I did have it figured out, I'd be totally wrong. It's like trying to figure out the mind of God. The mystery I'm dealing with is, where has Bunny hopped off to?
Have you considered the possibility that she was called?
You mean called to the island?
Yes.
Great.
Why, what?
Well, her father will have my skin. I promised we'd look after her, and if we don't find her soon, he'll be all over this place.
Oh, I see.
And knowing him, he'll bring the press with him, too.
Well, who is he?
Well, he's a contractor. He He actually bulldozes rainforests and then builds environmentally friendly resorts.
Well, he may cause problems.
Yeah, that's him. Well, if Bunny did get on that island, we have got a big problem.
I don't know when the island will reappear or how long it will stay, or if you're going to be able to set foot upon it.
But you have a great view from up here. If anyone can spot them, it's you, right?
Yes.
Were you ever tempted to go out there and walk around on them? What? Did I say something?
Well, when I was young, I tried, and they kept receding. I wasn't called.
What does it mean to be called?
It means called to join them.
How do they call?
They sing.
What does it sound like?
I've never heard it.
And if you had joined them, you wouldn't be here.
Well, I don't know.
Interesting. Did you see a small boat go out to the islands the last time they appeared?
I don't sit and watch the sea all day long.
Well, will you contact me if you do see the islands again? You have a phone, right?
Yes.
I'll give you a number.
I was talking to Fast Freddy. He told me that Bunny had said something about hearing singing out there beyond the harbor.
Oh, great.
You think that's where she's gone?
Who knows?
Well, if the reason Claudine wanted to come here has got to do with those ghost islands, then I think we need her help.
Look, Claudine won't tell me anything. You know, I wish I knew what that singing sounded like.
Well, if you hear it, you'll know.
If we could recreate it and put speakers out there, then maybe Skinny might think she's being called. And then she'd go out and then...
Oh, man, you are bad. Does Claudine know how bad you are?
When it comes to Dominique, yes.
I like Dominique. She's a free spirit. A little nutty, but life's never boring around her.
Yeah, don't remind me.
So, what are we going to do about Bunny?
Well, pray she's okay. Pray that the islands will reappear.
Seems to me there's a lot of coming and going, and we're just sitting and watching.
Watching and waiting and ready to go, right?
I think we need to find something to do in the meantime.
Well, if Dominique is going to be traveling with us, well, let's find out if she can swim.
What are you going to do? Push her off the dock?
Oh, Mojo, I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah?
I'm shocked that you can actually read my mind.
Oh, man, you're too much.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Claudine?
Yes, Jack?
You know, I think it's time we talk about what we're doing here.
Do you mean what I'm doing here?
No. I'm not questioning your mission, whatever that is. But I am questioning your lack of concern over Bunny's disappearance.
I don't think you need to worry.
We're responsible for her. She's a teenager. Teenagers are notoriously irresponsible.
Do you think this is true of Bunny?
Well, you know her father. Now, if anything happens...
Jack, no, stop this now.
But you are so blasé about it.
I feel she is safe.
You mean being looked after by your fuzzy friends, whatever they are?
Talk to Dominique.
Dominique?
She makes you smile.
Claudine, there are times you can be so piddles.
See? Are you not smiling?
I am not.
Ah, I see a thin little smile.
What you are seeing is an upside-down frown.
Jack, don't worry. Let's be happy, okay?
Okay.
Good.
So, Bunny is all right?
I don't know. Cet homme est impossible. Do what you want, I don't care. I give up. Oh, tant pis alors.
I have talked to Claudine. She doesn't know where Bunny has gone, but she feels Bunny is safe.
I know. She told me.
Bunny's been gone off a lot by herself.
She is a young woman. Young women do things you men can never understand.
That's for sure.
And you, Jack, you had better watch yourself.
What have I done now?
You've done nothing.
What?
Claudine needs your support. But are you giving support?
Now, wait a minute.
Don't you know what Claudine is doing is very difficult for her?
Do you actually know what she's doing?
No, but obviously it is not easy.
Dominique's got a point.
It's not easy to help someone who doesn't want
your
help.
Did I say help? No, I said support. You don't know the difference?
Hey, cool it. Okay?
Yeah. Besides, we weren't being serious.
Oh, no?
Let's go get a beer.
You're buying?
Yeah. Fatten you up.
How about the pelican's pouch?
Good. Come on. Get up. Let's go. Hop, Jack. Hop.
God.